Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so this TikTok has the questions that were used in a test in the 1970s where therapists had two strangers ask each other these questions, and one couple literally did fall in love and get married 6 months later. And they are good questions to ask. So the last one when was the last time you sung to yourself, like alone? Everybody? Hot Wings?
Yeah, this morning. Today. I'm on a drive into work.
Kelly?
Yeah, this morning. I sung to y'all earlier today when Hot Wings was talking about those 2000s emo songs.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Maitland? Whatever songs on the
radio. When I was setting up the board.
Yeah, all the time. In the hallway. Apologies to all. But when was the last time you sang to someone else? Not just around someone else. To someone else.
I mean, I do it every day to my daughter, but I don't think that really counts.
Yeah.
Because she...
I don't mean like, hey, sit down. I want to sing a song to you.
No.
That's too much.
I mean, I sing around people all the time.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one? That one's too easy.
Yeah. Well, have you sung to anyone in a romantic way ever?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Or like written something...
Never written anything.
Poetic or...
I mean, I've definitely sang along with a romantic song on and looked at the person while I was
doing
karaoke to it.
No. But not in a serious way where you're like, hey, check this out.
No, I don't think so.
Hot Wings was dancing with his girlfriend going, she's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I would, you know what, if I did do that, it would be so good that it would get me some.
Mm.
So I just want you to
know
that
I'm the hammer on that one.
I'm really great at songs about cars.
All right, number six.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the final 60 years, which would you want? I'll go first. I'd want the body. Because the mind needs to grow between 30. Like, my mind is a lot better at 49 than it was at 30. Not at everything, like remembering things and whatnot, but the growth emotionally that goes along with a growing mind, that's pretty big.
But, you know, in that case, maybe they mean just like your mind works as sharply as a 30-year-old, where you're not worried about dementia, Alzheimer's, anything like that yet.
But sometimes you see some of those 95 or 100 three-year-old people, like we've played the news stories where they're still sharp as a tack. They look like hell.
Yeah, I think I agree, though. I think I would rather have the body.
Yeah.
You know, even now, like I think I am in reasonably decent shape as far as it goes, but there's still those days where it's like, oh, I can't move my arm today because I slept weird.
And then you always hear about those people that they were perfectly fine. They were 95 years old, and they were perfectly fine. But then one morning, they stubbed their toe, and that was it.
Yeah, then they got sepsis and died.
Yeah, like I read, like if you're over a certain age and you break a hip, you have a coin toss chance of living.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because you just get to be that fragile. All right, what's the next
body?
Next, number seven.
That was very short people this time.
Darkness.
Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? Oh, man. Maitland, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Skydiving.
Have you ever?
It's not a hunch. It's just how I'd like to go out.
Really? Have you you skydove?
No, but I'd really love to.
If that's how you want to go out, just jump out of a plane.
Yeah,
and
that sounds pretty easy.
Yeah.
I want to go skydiving, and people are like, oh, that's scary. And then I say, yeah, it is, but also, what a way to go. If it's my time, it's my time.
Do you want to have a couple successful jumps before the end?
Yeah, I'd like to enjoy it.
Or do you think, I should have never done this.
And then the real mystery on the way down as you're tumbling, and you think, am I going to survive this? If I do, it'll be real fun.
Yeah, it's a great story. By the way, if
of your bones are pulverized.
If Maitland had said, no, I want to die the first time, that would have been the weirdest, slowest, longest suicide note I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. Kelly, do you have a hunch about the way you will die?
Man, I have a recurring dream that I get into a really bad car accident, and as my face hits whatever is in front of me, I wake up. I think I'm going to die in a car accident, for sure.
Really?
I think that dream is telling me that it's going to be a car accident. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And it's like a smash collision, too. Like, it's a bad one. And I'm, like, immediately awake, which means in the dream I think I immediately died.
Mm.
Crazy, huh? Mm.
That is. Steve, what about you?
I don't really have a hunch, but I just assume cancer.
Yeah, I assume mine's going to be something related to my diet, and a doctor will say, I've been telling you. So, Hobbings, what about you?
Old age.
Well, how's bragging camp?
I mean, I might have some other issues when I have the old age. There's some dementia in the family and stuff like that.
Hobbings is like, I'm going to die of old age, but maybe it might be too heavy penis.
But it might be that.
You know, just the good stuff.
You know, I'm going to trip on my sagging old man balls.
Runs in the Michaels family.
Yeah. We've got some longevity.
Yeah, you do.
We've got some people in the 90s.
What's the next one, Steve? Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Ooh, okay. Kelly, I'm going to have you go first on this one.
Okay, we both love music, and specifically live music. We both love to be outside and hiking and adventurous type of stuff like that. So we love to travel, I guess I should say. And we both really love to be, to take care of ourselves. We like to cook together. We like to do yoga, things like that. So
those are good things.
Mm-hmm. Feels good.
Do they all have to be good things?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think. No, not necessarily.
I think my wife and I are both stubborn.
Okay, three
it's
things.
Not necessarily.
Okay,
like it doesn't.
It doesn't say positive.
Things.
No.
Yeah.
We are both very organized, or like organizationally focused, and we're both like big family people.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Mine are, we have a similar sense of humor. Kayla's funnier, but it's a similar sense of humor. I try. We have a similar sense of how to interact with people and how to treat people, which hopefully is a positive one. And, we both really like chicken fingers. Hobbings.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that how you guys bonded on your first date?
You both ordered from the kids menu.
You go with honey mustard or barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, man, well, don't go crazy.
She doesn't like deciding what to eat. So if I did order chicken tenders, there's a good chance that she'll say, I'll have the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you call them tendies.
Tendies.
Give me your tendies, please, especially if they're shaped like a boat.
Mm-hmm. We both think I'm funny. no, I'm just kidding. We both like nature and exploring. We both like exploring, like taking drives and going to different little towns and just kind of seeing what shows up. We're both reasonably laid back, so we don't get into weird, dumb arguments very often. Like, it's just we both communicate with one another.
You both
well.
Do a killer Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that true. Right Said Fred? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen
she
hers. I just assume you can do it.
Oh, my mind's amazing.
She owned it, though. She owned the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
But I own the black leather. I mean, if you've ever seen Right Side Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They wear
at
like,
first,
leather,
I was like,
leather
vest,
suspenders
at first
and
I was
and
like,
whatnot.
How many just make like
a BDSM
like a
joke?
Sex dungeon reference? No. Like, what happened?
We also have that this in is, common. We are not like, into BDSM.
This is like when we found out he liked dirt bikes and boats when he was a kid.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I did like those things, but no, not into BDSM.
We found out like 3 years ago that he was a yachtsman.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, I've been on the water my whole life.
They call me a helmsman.
Except for the 30 years I've known you.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save